the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 56. Tonight, clear with a low of 43. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education met Monday night. Superintendent Dr. Scott England said food service went from $1,000 in the red to $43,000 in the black after being able to claim a reimbursed rate. He says the fund is something to watch, but the rate comes from a USDA program and is out of the district's hands. He also reported the district hadn't received its tax money yet, but it should be reflected on the next revenue report. The board approved a tentative tax levy increase of 4.77%, and it approved an IMRF resolution and insurance renewal. The commercial insurance renewal rate showed an increase of $6,239. Board members also passed a resolution of intent to issue working cash fund bonds. Bonds were issued in 2012 and become callable on December 1st. The district had the ability to issue $3.6 million in bonds, but the resolution only called for $2.5 million. The bonds offer flexibility on their use, and Dr. England says the main concern is preventing a major issue with the budget. Two projects are under consideration at Northside as well, in the addition of a bus barn and a minor add-on to the gymnasium. Board members did enter executive session, but no action was taken after, and the board adjourned for the night. More news next.
In today's environment, being able to do all of your banking from home is not only convenient, but a necessity. People's National Bank makes it easy for you to do your banking without actually going to the bank. From online banking, mobile banking, free mobile deposit, to transferring funds and paying bills, it's easy and convenient for you to do your banking all from your mobile phone or computer. Get started by going to peoplesnationalbank.com to sign up for online banking today. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC.
It's a giant month-long 2020 model year clearance event at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel.
The biggest rebates and dealer discounts of the year on every new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram.
Gobble up to $13,000 off Rams, $10,000 off F-150, and $8,000 off Renegade.
Over 100 vehicles must be sold during this event.
An absolute feast of savings on over 150 pre-owned vehicles.
Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit.
See all the gobbling good deals at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience.
In other news, 45-year-old Fairfield resident Ryan R. Mattingly was arrested late last night on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. He was also wanted on a Hamilton County warrant for violation of an order of protection. According to police reports, at approximately 11 o'clock, law enforcement personnel from the Wayne County Sheriff's Department and Fairfield Police Department executed a search warrant at 403 Southwest 3rd Street, Apartment B in Fairfield. The warrant was obtained by the Wayne County Drug Task Force after an investigation into suspected distribution of methamphetamine from the residence. After arriving on scene, knocking, and announcing their presence several times, law enforcement breached the door, secured the residence, and took Mattingly into custody. Numerous items were seized, including meth and digital scales. Mattingly was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Two other Fairfield residents were booked in the jail recently as well. 24-year-old Quilla M. Hart was arrested near noon yesterday by Fairfield police on a charge of domestic battery. She was held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Fairfield police arrested 52-year-old Russell E. Draper early this morning on a charge of possession of meth, and he was also held, pending the setting of bond. Fairfield's First United Methodist Church has decided against having in-person worship this Sunday. Worship on the 22nd will be offered at 10 o'clock a.m. on Facebook Live without in-person congregation. Brian Williams will deliver the message. In-person worship for the next week will be based on recommendations from the United Methodist Bishop, Church Council, and state authorities. 34-year-old Crystal Lundberg, who is being held at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Chicago for stealing millions of dollars through her boyfriend's business credit card, has also been accused of illegally obtaining a COVID-19 relief loan. Federal prosecutors asked a U.S. district judge on Monday to revoke her bond, and they say she illegally obtained a $150,000 paycheck protection loan in September to keep a beauty salon solvent. They say she spent the money on trips, electronics, clothing, and legal bills. She was sentenced to prison last year for amassing nearly $5.8 million in charges on her boyfriend's corporate credit card, and no new charges have been filed. Prosecutors have only asked for the revocation of bond as she prepares to report to prison next month, and they say she failed to disclose her fraud conviction or upcoming 52-month prison term when applying for the federal loan. Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Public Health announced yesterday that additional COVID-19 mitigations will take effect on Friday across the state. Tier 3 mitigations build on previous tiers with more stringent measures aimed at limiting gatherings and encouraging people to stay home as much as possible and follow safety measures when in public. The mitigations preserve the option for in-person learning for children. Retail businesses will be ordered to operate at no more than 25% capacity, and grocery stores and pharmacies may operate at up to 50%. Personal care services will be told to suspend services where a face covering cannot be worn and operate at the lesser of 25 clients or 25% capacity. A link to the full order can be found on our headlines page. The governor said state hospitals are beginning to experience real strain, and he hopes the mitigations will help avoid a stay-at-home order like the one in the spring.
This is not a stay-at-home order, but the best way for us to avoid a stay-at-home order is to stay home. We are asking you to choose Zoom instead of packing people in a room for Thanksgiving. Make alterations to your routines now so that we can be together later.
IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says there is no denying the state is headed in the wrong direction in relation to the virus. But there's also no denying that reducing opportunities for the virus to spread can reverse that direction.
Right now, this virus has backed us into a corner, and we are left making insanely difficult and weighty decisions. We all want to get back to normal, but we can't get there just yet.
The IDPH will continue to track positivity rates and hospital capacity metrics for each region over a 14-day period to determine if mitigations can be relaxed. In order to move back to Tier 2 mitigations, or our current level, a region must average less than a 12% positivity rate over a 7-day period for 3 consecutive days, as well as have a greater than 20% availability in ICU and hospital beds for 3 consecutive days, and have a declining COVID hospitalizations average in 7 out of the last 10 days. The southern region sat at a 13.9% positivity rate on November 13th and 14th. It had 47 and 42% of medical, surgical, and ICU beds available in its 3-day rolling average, and 5 days of hospital admission increases in the past 10 days. The Wayne County Health Department announced 2 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 yesterday, males in their teens and 50s. The department also announced the county's 28th person with a lab-confirmed case who had passed away. Wayne County had 688 total cases. One person was hospitalized, 103 were in isolation, and 556 had recovered. In accordance with recent state standards, the department has also released its probable case totals. In addition to the confirmed cases, the department announced 6 people yesterday with probable cases from a rapid antigen test, and there were 51 total probable cases. 10 of those were in isolation and were being contact traced, and the other 41 were considered released. Hamilton County announced its 4th COVID-related death and 18 new cases. It had 328 total confirmed cases. 7 people were hospitalized, 68 were isolating at home, and 249 had recovered. Edwards County added 6 cases on coronavirus.illinois.gov and sat at 172. The State Department of Public Health announced 12,601 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 96 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 597,849 cases and 10,875 deaths. Marion County announced 5 COVID-related deaths and 39 new cases, bringing its totals to 40 and 1,519. Jefferson County added 38 cases to reach 1,568, and Wabash County added 7 cases and sat at 396. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate from November 10th through the 16th was 12.5%. At a joint review board meeting of the Fairfield TIF Fund, Interim Mayor Gary Moore revealed he had discovered hundreds of thousands of dollars spent during the life of the fund on properties that lay outside the TIF district. the expenses were in the distant past, and Fairfield Public School District 112 Superintendent Dr. Scott England said the revelation was not an issue.
Since they've put together the TIF committee and since we've had, you know, support of the council, we've had a very good working relationship as far as getting the surplus, getting additional money. I really have faith in the committee that they have in place now and the council. And once we got that issue settled and once we saw, you know, the previous attorney kind of go away, I've been very satisfied with how they've worked with us.
Mayor Moore said he appreciated the accepting way the representatives of the taxing bodies took the news. He said the TIF committee of the city council has made the necessary corrections. Other attendees included Frontier Community College President Dr. Jay Edgren, Fairfield Park Board President Jay Faye, and Wayne County Board Member Royce Carter. The Finance Committee of the Fairfield City Council has forwarded a proposed 4.96% increase in the city's property tax levy for next year. The additional money would be used exclusively to pay down the unfunded portion of the firefighter and police pension funds. Currently, the fire pension account is only 48% funded, and the police pension is at 45%. Finance Chair Tyler Lampley said it was a goal to gain ground on the deficits. The recommendation will go to the entire city council in December. Two blood drives are scheduled to be held in Fairfield in the coming days. The Community of Christ Church will host its final blood drive of the year today from 11:30 to 5:30 at its Family Life Center on the corner of Windsor Lane and Leniger Road. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will hold a drive on December 3rd from 11:30 to 5:30 at its Educational Annex building at 203 Northwest 10th Street. Appointments may be made by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling the church or FMH. The hospital says roughly 38% of Americans are eligible to give blood or platelets, but of those, less than 10% actually donate. Anyone who is healthy and able is asked to consider a donation, which generally takes about an hour. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams said the need for blood donation still exists in the pandemic, and the hospital hopes to help provide supplies to the Red Cross. Corn and soybean harvesting is all but complete in Illinois, as we hear in the latest statewide weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
There were 5 days suitable for field work this past week, with temperatures more than 6 degrees above normal and rainfall a little more than usual. Harvesting is now done, so crop statistician Mark Scheusener looks at the winter wheat crop.
92% of the Illinois winter wheat crop has emerged compared to 82% last year and 85% for the five-year average. The condition of the Illinois wheat crop declined slightly to 10% very poor to poor, 24% fair, and 66% good to excellent. Pasture conditions were rated 34% very poor to poor, 23% fair, and 43% good to excellent.
Average statewide topsoil moisture is rated as 10% very short, 21% short, 66% adequate, and 3% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Though all plans are subject to change, Governor Pritzker said Monday afternoon that he isn't ready to move all Illinois schools to remote learning just yet.
We're always thinking about our school children and the parents and the teachers. And it's right now not something that we're doing. But I will say that, I'm what we've made sure is set parameters that are safe for schools. We need schools to follow those parameters. Most are. I think we've got more than 60% of school children in Illinois who are currently remote learning. And about 30-some percent that are doing some form of hybrid learning in school and out. It's not ideal by any means, but we have a COVID storm that's hitting, and I think, the school districts are doing the best they can.
The state reported a record number of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths last week. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Christmas is here at Uniquely Rustique. Come in for all of your silk, florals, home decor, gift-giving, and tree-trimming needs. Don't forget that Uniquely Rustique has a wide variety of educational toys, books, and games, including Melissa and Doug. Uniquely Rustique offers delivery services or curbside pickup for their customers. Just call 842-3544 and let them serve you. Thank you so much for your fantastic support this year, and let's all keep shopping local.
Wabash General Hospital's Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic has moved to 209 Northwest 11th Street in Fairfield, but our team of experienced providers is still right here in the community. Our comprehensive orthopedic services have you covered from the time of injury or diagnosis and throughout the treatment and rehabilitation process. Plus, with radiology services done on site, you can receive complete, trusted care right here in your community. Care you can trust in the place you call home. Schedule an appointment today, 618-842-4180.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 51. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 29,807, up 24. The NASDAQ is at 11,931, up 31. December crude oil, it's at $42.08. That is up 65 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 88-year-old Dahlgren resident Albert Severs died on Saturday. Albert Severs is survived by his wife, Marilyn, daughters Denise Hopfinger, Stacy McGill, and Jennifer Irvin, and seven grandchildren. Services for Albert Severs will be held at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at Crouch Cemetery. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 84-year-old Grayville resident Elizabeth Ann Wood died on Monday. Liz Wood is survived by children Lisa and Philip and three siblings. In keeping with her wishes, Liz Wood's remains were cremated. No services are planned. Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with four offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Here's your classic hits. WFIW 104.9 forecast for today, sunny with a high near 56. Possible wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, clear with a low around 43. Thursday, calling for sunny skies with a high near 65. And overnight Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 46. Looking at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny on Friday, high near 62. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, high 63. And showers likely afternoon on Sunday. Sunday's high, 61.